Trivita presents Healthy You, inspiration and information to keep you moving towards wellness so you can achieve your life's purpose. Now, here's your host, Michael Ellison.
Welcome today. This is going to be a very different podcast that I am doing today, because I'm going to talk about the truth that is not being told. There's truth being told. There's no doubt our world is full of truth being told, but there's truth that is not being told that I want to deal with you today. This podcast is not like any that I really have ever done before, but the truth and the facts that I will deliver, they will be shocking and probably startling. But they are not intended to create fear, because the good news, the positive news, the most uplifting, encouraging news is also in this podcast. It's what you can do and what God can do to help create the greatest wellness for your life. First, I just want to pause and I just want to say that the pain and the misery in the U.S. and Canada, Australia, all over the world, it's very real. And there's no way that we cannot recognize that. And I'm not talking about, just the grieving of the passing of loved ones. That's awful, no matter whether it's COVID or any other reason. The pain and the misery that we are experiencing emotionally, the pain and misery that people are experiencing relationally right now. I mean, this is a world that obviously has been impacted. But there's good news that we must recognize in this. And when we recognize these truths that really are not being told today, I think you will experience for your life, and you can be an inspiration to others that you are enjoying great wellness and that you have a plan for your life that is to improve your health and well-being. You see, I just want to stop here for a moment and even say, related to the pain and the misery, we receive so many requests for prayer, and we heard so many stories that I started justprayit.com to address and to give a word of encouragement, prayers of hope and healing. Justprayit.com, if you haven't visited, I would encourage you to do so. And there's also a new format that we have put there, and that is prayers for you and with you, but also music for meditation and for prayer. I love to just turn it on 24/7. Whenever I'm awake and I want meditation, I want quietness, I just go to that point in justprayit.com. So again, I'm making that point because when I start in here, you're going to hear some facts and you're going to hear things that you probably are not aware of, and it may appear that I'm being insensitive. I'm not. I just want to address the other truth that we are not hearing that is also something for our decision points. When fear is used in any way, and that's not what this podcast is about. The scripture says that fear hath torment. Well, if it has torment, then it also is affecting you emotionally and it's affecting you mentally. I've had the privilege of having one of the great researchers from Oxford University, and she addresses the whole state of anxiety, fear, worry as mental illness. I want to say that if we are making choices out of fear, they are probably not in the best choice that you can make. And I want to just put in this. When fear becomes a manipulator, we need to fear those who are trying to get us to fear. That's where the fear needs to come. Fear those who are trying to get you to fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And it's with that today that I want to address the other truths that you are not hearing. The empowerment of the information so that you can make good decisions that will produce optimal health outcomes for your life. So let's get into some of the truth that you're not hearing. Now, this is pre-pandemic. So in the pre-pandemic world, let's just say January, February, and earlier. So January, February of 2020 and earlier, here's some stats that you need to realize. According to the American Heart Association, 606,000 people die of heart disease annually in the USA. And I'm referencing USA in my data. That's where it's at. But if you follow the population trends, lifestyle, Canada and US is pretty much aligned related to this. So 50,000 people per month in January and February were dying from heart disease. According to the American Cancer Society, a close second at 600,000 people per year are dying annually from cancer. That's 50,000 per month. So we're already at 100,000 people per month that were dying in January and February, of which there was very little notice that would be disruptive or would cause us to be overly concerned. We just had accepted that. You know, it's like that old saying, okay, about the frog in the water, in the hot water. It just stays there because it gets warmer and warmer. Well, we've allowed that to happen to us. Now, my concern is, since we have the Trivita Clinic of Integrative Medicine, we were full at the end of February. There was hardly a place for a patient visit. We were looking for other providers to join our clinic. Come the end of March, there was hardly a patient that would walk through the door of the Trivita Clinic to see one of the most caring, one of the most nurturing, one of the most, outstanding physicians in the country today. Johns Hopkins trained, okay? Just a fabulous medical director. But it's not just at the clinic. It was happening all the way across the country. So much so that even Mayo Clinic in a medical crisis was furloughing because we were caught up in the pandemic. Well, early detection is a part of, especially in cancer, in the treatment. If it gets too far advanced, okay, it is very difficult to reverse cancer. But if it's caught in the early stages, it can be treated. Well, many, many people, millions of people were not going to primary care and were not involved in it. But let's go back to the facts. 50,000 people a month were dying from heart disease. 50,000 people a month were dying from cancer. On top of that, you may have never even heard this, but this is from Johns Hopkins Medical in regard to the number of people that were accidentally, and I have to say it, because accidentally killed in our medical systems because of medical error. That's 20,000 people per month, okay, that was occurring during that time period. So now we're at 120,000 people per month. If you take that from January through June, there would have been 720,000 people who have died just from heart disease, cancer, medical error. Well, there's many other forms as far as related to it. We are not hearing that today. We are not hearing how many of the COVID were actually a part of the other group that was already dying. I'm not coming out against our concerns of COVID. Please don't hear that. What I am trying to do, though, is to say you are not hearing all the truth. And if the truth that you are hearing isn't intended to cause you to fear, okay, then you have to step back away from it and say, wait a minute. My life is not about fear. My life is about information and being empowered to make the right decisions at the right time for the right result. And if you will do that and understand that there is a biblical aspect, there's a clinical aspect, and there is a scientific aspect. You can't just take one of those dimensions and say, it's just going to be about that. No, bring all that in together, because if you will, that will create the harmony of the choices that you will make, and it will create the greatest wellness outcome for your life. So the point I am making is not that we should not be concerned and that we should not do, okay, what are we being told to do? We're told, and we have it in signs all over Trivita. We have the 5 points. But the main ones are physical distancing. I don't like to use the word social distancing. We are social creatures. We were intended to have relationships. We were intended to interact. It's physical distancing. Yes, a mask can help. And yes, washing your hands can help. These things are important for us to do. And yes, if you are most vulnerable, you should isolate yourself as much as you can of those things that potentially you would have no control over that may contribute COVID to you. Those things are important. But for everyone, there is something more to it than doing that. Okay, let's talk about another fact that we really weren't aware of. We weren't hearing about it. But let's go to the American Thoracic Society and talk about worldwide pneumonia, just pneumonia. Prior to pandemic, 2016, here's the numbers of children under the age of 5 that were dying from pneumonia. 880,000 children under the age of 5 in 2016. I don't have current data, but what I do know is in the current data that there continues to be almost a epidemic in the area of respiratory infections and in pneumonia in the last 5 years. So the number probably has gone up to where it's over 1 million. Were we hearing about that? Were we concerned about that? Well, there was obviously nonprofit organizations and hospitals and doctors that were addressing it, but we as a society or as societies all over the world, it wasn't really a top priority. Data alone would indicate that what is going on is not proportionally to what we were already experiencing in the fear that we are generating today. Again, I come back to fear is a mental illness. It's not about fearing. It is about wisdom. It is about information. It's about knowledge. It is about doing the right things the right way for the right reason. I want to hear the best offense. And I'm telling you, the best offense is not completed with just wearing a mask and doing these things of washing your hands, okay, and physical distancing. Your health is your best defense, and it is your best offense. And I'll go through that in a minute. I can't believe sometimes what I see. It's in the grocery store. So following, here the person is on, they got their mask on, they got their gloves on. You would think that they're doing everything that they can, including physical distancing. They're following all the aisles, they're doing the things. But are they on the outside of the grocery store? No, they're not on the outside where the produce is at, where the immune building. They're on the places where the chips, the salsa, the booze, the cigarettes. Yeah, that's what filled their grocery basket. That is not the best defense is gloves and the mask. What is your best offense and your best defense is for you to realize how awesome your body is, how that you were designed for your immune system and for your lymphatic system to be able to produce great wellness for you and to defend you from the illnesses, diseases that are common today. The majority of the illnesses and diseases today that create the vulnerability today is the lifestyle choices that we make. We have an opportunity to take now the empowerment route and to say, wait a minute, okay, if our lifestyle choices are doing this and it makes us more vulnerable, then what can we do? And that's the good news that I have to share with you today. I want to start with Dean Ornish. So Dr. Ornish is an MD, and he created the book Undo It. He's been a researcher for about 40 years. I want to just read this about Dr. Dean Ornish in this book. He says, and when they're promoting him, as far as on the inside cover, Dr. Dean Ornish, MD, has directed revolutionary research proving for the first time that lifestyle choices and changes can often reverse, undo the progression of many of the most common and costly chronic diseases, even beginning reversing the aging at a cellular level. Well, if you're, let's just say 60 plus, you probably want to know how to do that reversing of aging at the cellular level. Medicare and many insurance companies now cover Dr. Ornish's lifestyle medicine program for reversing chronic disease because it consistently achieves bigger changes in lifestyle, better clinical outcomes, larger cost savings, and greater adherence than ever have been reported. Based on 40 years of research published in the leading peer-reviewed medical and scientific journals. Now, in this landmark book, he and Ann Ornish present a simple yet powerful new unifying theory explaining why these same lifestyle changes can reverse so many different chronic diseases and how quickly these benefits can occur. I hope you heard that. How quickly they can occur. Yeah, you nurture your body and you nourish your body. I mean, your body is designed to make and keep you well. But it takes support. So they describe what it is, why it works, and how you can do it. Now remember, he's a researcher, and this is not just theory. This has been scientifically validated. All right, here's point number one. Eat well. A whole foods, plant-based diet, naturally low in fat and sugar, and high in flavor, the Ornish diet has been rated number one for heart health by the U.S. News and World Report every year from 2011 through 2017. Move more. Moderate exercise, such as walking. Okay, that's point number two. So it's eat well, move more, stress less. Boy, is that tough to do in a pandemic environment, in a news environment where it seems like that the main, force, emotion behind everything that we are seeing today is to create fear, anxiety, and stress. And stress is not going to produce the greatest health outcome. So we just have to realize that, no, we're going to take a biblical point of view, and that is that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if God has not given it to us, okay, then what can we do from a clinical aspect, and what can we do from a scientific aspect? Well, here it is. Eat well, move more, stress less, and love more. What the world needs now is love. That is a song that I'll never forget because my father, coming what we thought was to his last dying breath in a hospital, came out of a time of 24 hours, almost coma-like, couldn't get him to move, whatever, wakes up and starts singing, "What the world needs now." Yeah, love, sweet love. Love's an amazing, powerful force in our world today. We know there are concerns. We know that there are sins. We know that there has to be repentance. We know these things are important. But what is important is we do things for the right choice with the right ways. And when we do that, we will find that wellness outcomes will certainly be in the best of our choices. All right. I want to read you about this because type 2 diabetes is, I mean, if you really get into diabetes and you understand about diabetes, you'll find out that is one of the things that you would want in every way possible to get away from, and that is the diabetes. Here's what it says at CDC. It reports that 100 million adults in the U.S. are now living with diabetes or prediabetes. That means 1 out of 3. What is one of the most, vulnerable conditions that you can have in our pandemic world? It is diabetes. But let's forget the pandemic. Let's forget COVID. Let's just put that to the side. Here's what people, according to CDC, are increased risk related to the serious health complications, including premature death, vision loss, heart disease, stroke, kidney failures, and amputation of toes and feet and legs. I don't need a pandemic. I don't need COVID to make me want to not have anything to do with any condition related to diabetes. Well, let me read to you what Dean Ornish says in this book. Over half of the American population, now he's going to not just adults, he's going to teenagers and children, he's just looking at the whole population. Half of the population have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes, okay, and the annual cost of just covering that is $322 billion. Yet, these conditions are completely preventable in most people today by following the lifestyle medicine program described in this book. That's the good news that I want to share with you. If you happen to be, and obviously we're going to have people who are in that state who are listening because it's 1 out of 3 adults that have a diabetic concern. Now, if you're type 1, okay, you've gone a long ways into a very serious health condition. But if you're type 2 or you're pre-diabetic, here's the good news. The good news is you can reverse and you can change your wellness state and you can find ways through your lifestyle choices. One of the biggest factors related to the contributor of that is a carb diet, processed foods. Just find a way that you get back to those beautiful, out there, you know, on the side in the grocery store, they're red, they're green, they're orange, they're purple. Yeah, load up on that and eat all of that you possibly can. Not all the fruit, but all the vegetables that you can, and you'll be amazed at what can happen as far as related to it. Get the book, undo it. Okay, if you're serious about that, who wants to get into a progression where you potentially could lose toes and feet and legs, loss of vision over time? No. It's reversible. No reason for half of the population of the United States to be in this kind of condition. We have done it because we have been educated and informed to embrace our disease and manage our disease. Well, here's the new research. The new research says you don't have to embrace it. You can reverse it. And here is a plan as far as being able to do it. So I just trust that the other side of truth is also considered, and that is the many choices that you have and the opportunities that you have. And from a biblical standpoint, God has created your body with amazing systems, okay? Systems that they detoxify, they get rid of toxins, they get rid of waste. The lymphatic system, it's amazing, along with the cardiovascular system. But let me talk about the lymphatic system. Okay, you know, a lot of times we just ignore that. Yeah, we think about, okay, if you're cancer, we hear about, okay, is it in the lymph nodes? You can support your lymphatic system. Two of the greatest ways that you can do that is what you eat, how you move, and yes, drink. Drink water. The lymphatic system is fluids, and it's important because what it's trying to do is rid your body of waste and toxins. Okay, This is crude, and I know it's crude, but I just have to say it because I'm telling you, there's no reason for us to live in these unhealthy states that we're living in today. We can, through proper nutrition and nurturing our bodies, live with amazing wellness. Dean Ornish, there are multiple scientific studies that he has done over 40 years, okay, bring that about, okay, and show that it's possible. All right, let's talk about that lymphatic system for a minute. If the lymph system is to get rid of toxins and waste, all right, you have a toilet in your room. I'm going to be crude for a minute. That toilet is designed to flush. Well, that's what your lymphatic system does. It is designed to flush your body of waste and toxins. But you got to move, and you've got to drink water, and you need to eat the right kind of foods, because every food that you put into your body that is artificial, everything that your immune system says, I don't recognize that as natural food, it has to inflame. And if it's inflaming, then it is causing all kinds of damage and all kinds of waste and all kinds of toxins. Well, if you have a toilet in your house, you know something? You can go each day and you can have a bowel movement and you can urinate in your toilet and you don't need to flush it. But I promise you, there is going to be a time when you're going to say it's better to flush it than it is to continue not to flush it. Well, that's what ends up happening only over a longer period of time when we ignore how powerful our immune and our lymphatic system is and what it's designed to do. I encourage you today. I give you empowerment. You can live with greater health. You can live with greater wellness. And there's information and truth that we can find to support your purpose. We always talk about that in the beginning. Why wellness? Because you have purpose for your life, and you are a contributor into society. You are a contributor into your family. You're a contributor into your friends. You have purpose, and wellness is important for you to live. All right, let me talk just a little bit in regard to being tested and the antibodies that we know that are a part of the testing for the COVID, because I'm making this as an example. So my wife, okay, she's past the age of 65. I won't tell her age, but she's past 65. So she was like, I wonder if I already had the coronavirus. Maybe I did. And if I did, okay, I need to know that, because she loves her family and she's close to her family and her grandkids. And so she went down to take her test to find out if she already had it. She had no symptoms as far as related to fever or coughing or any of that. But she went into the lab, and I'll not give the name of the lab because the lab would be recognized on a national basis. And the headline of the test says, see if you qualify for coronavirus COVID-19 testing. So date of birth, she put her date of birth in, and yes, she qualified because of age. Okay, so here's the way the test goes. In the past 24 hours, have you experienced any of these symptoms? Fever, cough, vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, sore throat, muscle pain, joint pain, loss of taste or smell. Well, she didn't have any of those. So the next part of it, do you have any of the following medical conditions? Do you have asthma? Do you have diabetes? Do you have extreme obesity? Do you have cirrhosis of the liver? Do you have diseases that make it harder for you to cough? Are you pregnant? Do you have serious heart condition? The conditions that result in a weakened immune system. Well, she didn't qualify for any of those either. So then you go down, it says, have you been instructed to get testing by your state health department or medical professional? No. Are you a healthcare worker? No. Do you live in a nursing home or long-term care facility? No. Do you live or work in a treatment facility, group home, or other group setting? No. Are you a caregiver? Well, she might have been able to say yes because she's a wonderful caregiver to me. Love my wife. We've been married for over 50 years, and we just have an outstanding marriage, and she's always there for me. But are you a caregiver? No, I don't need her to give care. She gives me love. Okay, or any other person of 60 years of age of over. Do you live in a nursing home or long-term care facility? So when my wife got through with the test and they looked at the test, they looked at her and was like, "Lady, we can't believe that you're of this age, okay, and you can't put down any of these things that you're saying, yes, you have them. No, you cannot even take the test." And my wife basically was denied the opportunity of even taking the test. My wife left the lab, and the one thing that she realized is the years of making good choices, choices to promote her health, her well-being, had really contributed amazingly to her life. Because see, it wasn't always that way. My wife was diagnosed with cancer. They told her that it was such an aggressive cancer that she only had a 50-50 chance of living. She said, "Thank you for telling me that, but only tell me that one time." And from that point on, my wife went on her wellness journey in order to be able to do those things that would promote wellness in her life. Today, 18 years later, she couldn't put down one symptom that would even cause her to be vulnerable enough to even be tested. I say this to you. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are, where you're at in life. You can make choices every day that promotes greater health and well-being. Yes, you can live without fear and without undue emotional stress on you because God loves you, God cares for you, God has given you, okay, a body designed that when you nurture it and when you give it the nourishment, it's amazing what can happen with your body. But that's from the biblical standpoint. Dean Ornish, a researcher of 40 years, has now proven, even took people who were waiting for a heart transplant and within 1 year going on that four-point program of eating plant-based diet of less stress, moving, more love. Within a year, they didn't need a heart transplant. It's an amazing book, Undo It. I encourage you to get it, okay, and to read it because it will show you the ways in which you can make those choices. And we're here to help you make good choices for your life that you can live with greater wellness. You know, you've heard me say it if you've been around me most any time, but for 20 years I have said this. I have said wellness for purpose. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. I'm not talking about the aha, the only one thing. No, I'm just talking about your life. You have purpose for your life, and it's why wellness is so important to your family, to your friends, to your place of worship, to your volunteer work, wherever it may be that you are in your life activities. Your wellness, your vitality, your emotional strength, your love is important as your contribution of your purpose for your life here on earth. My father is 93 years of age. He's at that time when he can't do the many things. Oh, he can sit back and he can look all over the world of people who are carrying on so many wonderful good things that are happening, Romania and Mexico and Africa, North America. I mean, yeah, that's good. But, you know, he can't do the things that he was doing before. But he still has purpose. And his purpose is simply, I can pray and I can encourage others. I would like to offer his prayer from him today, 93 years of age, Yes, weakened in body, but not weakened in purpose and not weakened in spirit. I ask him to pray for you as we conclude our podcast today.
I'm Richard Ellison, and I'm so excited about today. I pray to God that it will turn out to be something that will inspire somebody to do something good in this world. Thank God for those that are already doing that. And I want to pray for you. And that's what I want to do right now, is pray this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Healthy You. This is provided for your information only and may not be construed as medical advice or instruction. These statements are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is intended for your general knowledge only and not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment for any specific medical conditions. Always seek the advice of your physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.